Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today we're going to talk about America. America, I've got a couple of emails in the past few days that have really been quite, the people have been quite vehement about wanting to move to Thailand. Because they're fed up with America. One guy did say to me that he was proud to be an American, but he doesn't like how the political situation is. And another guy basically took out everything on me. He had one guy had emailed me 9 months ago, okay? And he asked me, this is the kid, I don't know if you've been watching for a while. He's a kid who wrote in and said, let me see here if I can find it. He said that he wanted to know if I thought it was worth him finishing school, which, that's a pretty big responsibility to put on to me. But he said he had been to Thailand and been to Nepal. And he only has a few more days left of college, but I don't want to complete my degree in English because I see no point in it because I believe if I went to Thailand, I wouldn't need an English degree. Well, actually, he's wrong because the Thai government is moving towards making it mandatory that everybody, well, it is technically mandatory already that everybody who teaches English needs to have a degree, but they still allow people to work kind of under the table without that degree. But anyway, we went back and forth, and many people told him, yes, keep your degree. You've got to keep your, get your degree. You've got to keep going. Keep in school, especially if you only have a short time left. And he said that ever since he left college in his freshman year to go to Thailand, he hated school and life in America. If he went back to college, he'd be a. This is when he wrote me. He said that it went by the time he went back, he would have been a sophomore, and that. He was taking the English classes. In school, just to enhance his chances to work in Thailand. So, Thailand had such a profound effect on him, he was going to throw away his whole future. Everybody told him, no, don't do it. Finish school. Like it or not, you finish school. You have more opportunities if you have a degree, and especially if you're working in a foreign country. A lot of times they won't even look at you if you don't have a degree. His attitude was he can't take it anymore. And the thing is that what you have to remember is that really in the United States, even with all the problems, people got it good. Most people have it very, very good. They don't know how good they have it. It could be so much worse. And I was thinking about how soft we are, and I'm included. We're softies now. We've grown up and become soft as not only as a nation, but the world in general, because we do things without using our body. We generally have an easy life compared to a while ago. Now, I watched a couple of documentaries and have been reading up on a couple different things. The first is Ernest Shackleton, who went to the South Pole and he got stuck there and he couldn't go anywhere because his boat was crushed by the ice and he and his men were stuck and they didn't have they had to eat their dogs, they had to do all sorts of things to make it out alive. And he did lead them to safety eventually. And the other thing that I watched and that I read about is the Donner Party. This is pretty astounding, but these people left from Springfield, Illinois in 1946 to go out west, and they took a shortcut that was recommended to them by a guy named, I think his name is Lawrence Hastings. He wanted them to take this shortcut, so they went the tour. They did this shortcut, and they got stuck in the Sierra Nevada mountains, and it was snowing, and it was like the worst winter in history. And there was 87 people, and of those 87 people, let's see, how many was it? 41 people died. And 46 people made it out. Now, the way that they made it out was they resorted to cannibalism. They had no food. They killed all their animals and then they started eating each other. This was over the course of a year. And finally, people in California, which had not w had been, well, it was not part of the United States at that time, people came out and started looking for them, and those people had problems finding them because it was such a harsh winter. Now, my point is that you got a guy here who he's young and he's got everything given to him. And let me tell you, I was in the same predicament. When I was younger, I had all the opportunities. And for me, my mentality was, I don't need anybody to do anything for me, which was very foolish, but I was young. I made it a point to tell my parents, I can make it without you. I can do it on my own. Thank you. I don't want to go to school, but I should have went to school. I ended up going to school later on, but it was on my own. And anyway, this kid was griping and groaning about how bad it is, and I told him, I'm sorry, but I think that the degree is the way to go. And so I did not hear from him. This was the last communication between us was December 31st. On September 24th, he wrote me and said, "Well, you can take that statement, sir, and stick it up your ass, sir," laughing out loud. So I wrote him back and I said, "You asked, motherfucker. If you didn't want to hear the answer, you should not have asked." And then he tells me to chill out. Now, I could give a shit what the kid does. I'm trying to help the guy. If it was mixed on whether or not he should finish school or not, I could understand it. I could understand if 50% or 60% were saying, "Hey, stay in school," and 40% were saying, no. But he was almost finished with school. He just didn't want to finish. Now, who knows what other reasons there are behind this, but he just didn't want to finish. So he writes back to me, "You're an asshole." And, I'll read exactly what I wrote to him because it pissed me off. He did piss me off just because he was calling me names, and here I am trying to help the guy. He starts calling me names. I'm thinking to myself, is this guy stable or what's the deal? "Listen, you little cunt, you asked me 9 fucking months ago what I thought, and I told you. Many others told you. Then you come back and start shit with me on Facebook, and you call me an asshole. Fuck you and fuck off. Let me know if you ever make it here. I'll give you an opportunity to call me an asshole to my face." Because the thing is that this guy asked me for help. Now, if he wants to call me an asshole, listen, I'm old enough now where I don't feel the need to be fighting about something like this or anything like that. But I want him to tell me, "Hey, you're an asshole for telling me that I need you to get a degree." If he's here in Bangkok, I want him to at least have the balls to tell me that. Because then I'd be like, "Oh, okay, if that's how you feel, fine, don't go to school, whatever." But you asked, be a man and accept it. So anyway, he writes to me, I'll be sure to avoid you when I do come to Thailand, and I doubt you'll be able to find me. Ugh. Anyway, all right, now, here's the point of this discussion with him. I asked him, what's your problem? You ask the question, you don't like the answers, and then you write back talking shit. That's fucked up. So he writes me, if I can find a good reason to go to Thailand besides hookers and flawed monasteries, I'll let you know. Now remember that he was asking me about moving to Thailand. He wanted to move to Thailand, and now he's saying this. Making a living in Thailand is unsustainable. Well, now here, this is where I start coming into this, the Donner Party, the people who got stranded in Sierra Nevada, and Ernest Shackleton, because my own belief is if you want to come to Thailand and make a living, you'll find a way. It's, you know, millions of people have done this sort of thing, not necessarily in Thailand, but around the world. They have come with very little or next to nothing and maybe a very limited skills, and yet somehow they make it. So he's already given up. So then I wrote back to him and I said, what does that have to do with me, and how does just giving an answer make it worth telling me to stick my answer up my ass? For you, it's unsustainable because it's not an answer I am ready to accept at this time. And I think you knew that. So it would be just cheap thrills. I've managed to live here for almost 20 years. And then he writes, now here's where it comes in. America sucks. That's what he writes me. I'm not getting any better here. So I guess life's not getting any better here. But that doesn't mean you need to call me an asshole or tell me to stick my answer up my ass, kid. Those problems are your problems and have nothing to do with me. And he writes back to me, you're right. This is true. So now here is, now I don't know how stable this guy is. Maybe he is just furious with some things that have happened to him in the United States. I don't know. Obviously, it seems something's bothering. But here's this guy. He is so disgruntled with the United States and how things are working. At least that's what he says. That he's willing to write me, who's trying to help him before, and tell me to stick my answer up my ass. And then I've had just quite a few other people who they're pissed off about the way that the politics are going. They're pissed off about Obama. They're pissed off about health insurance. Frankly, I'm pissed off about health insurance, and I'll tell you why. The United States government wants to tax me living over here, and I'll tell you, because of the $92,000 rule, I haven't had to pay any taxes, and I can't remember the last time I paid taxes, but it's been 20 years. And the thing is that this is they set that up. The government set it up with Thailand. They have an agreement, so I don't pay any. I haven't paid any taxes, and I don't have to. Because that's their law. Now their law is they gotta check on everything that you're earning in a foreign country, and that the banks need to report your account to them if you're over, if you have like over $10,000. Now, I don't have that problem here, but the thing is that here they are trying to control everything, and well, let me put it to you this way. They're trying to control what goes on outside of the country with their citizens. And that's why more and more people are becoming citizens, more Americans are becoming citizens of other countries. Now, I don't want to give up my citizenship. I'm proud to be an American, and I'll work through any problems that I ever, which I have none, really. I'll work through any problems I need to work through in staying an American. It's not even a consideration for me. Now, I'll become a resident, a permanent resident of Thailand, but why is it that when you are being taxed, because whether I am required to pay taxes or not, if I am being taxed, then why am I not able to collect, or why am I not eligible for medical insurance? You see, I've already done the research. I don't qualify for Medicare. I don't qualify for the Obamacare plan. And that's kind of irritating because I am an American. Wherever I live, I'm still an American. Yeah, I always tell people that, like with the banks. The banks will go, "Oh, you live in Thailand." Yes, I do live in Thailand, but I'm an American citizen. So I am to be afforded every right that an American citizen that lives in the country is afforded. So, with the medical care, okay, listen, how is it that the country is, supposedly one of the greatest countries in the world and one of the, well, I mean, we're in debt, but how is it that this great country can't even come up with a decent, with decent medical care for its people? How is it that it is so difficult for that to happen? I don't understand it. Now, I'm not asking people to cover me in Asia if I don't live in the country. I don't necessarily think that that should be the case. Although, if you're, well, I don't know. I don't know how that should work. Maybe if somebody who has insurance in the United States is going out of the country, I know that some insurance companies do cover you when you're outside of the country. However, I don't necessarily think it's mandatory. I think if you're going to go travel, just get some travel insurance. Okay. And by the way, for those people moving here or traveling here, first of all, if you're traveling here, get the insurance because anything can happen to you. You can be walking down the street, get hit by a motorcycle, knocked over, break your arm, break your leg, and the hospital could throw you in there, and then maybe you do something like you puncture a lung or something like that. And then you're stuck with a bill for 5 grand, 10 grand. And it's happened. It happened to me. Okay. So I think that for the little amount of money you need to pay to travel, I think it's worth it. Now, as far as living here and having insurance, definitely have insurance if you're living here. In Thailand, there are various companies, and outside of the country, there are various companies that will cover you. So this is pretty important. Wow, my electricity just went off. You hear my computer restarting, but I have it plugged into a battery, so yep, it's still good. And this podcast is not done through the computer, but it happens every once in a while, which is why I bought the backup battery. Anyway, let me think where what I was saying. Oh, as far as insurance companies, there are numerous insurance companies you can go with. Blue Cross is one of the biggies. You can get Blue Cross out of the country, and depending on the country, they may or they should cover you if you are in a foreign country. There is also one that I always recommend, and it is William Russell Insurance. It's a bit pricey. It ain't cheap, but it's definitely a good insurance company, and they will cover they cover just about everything, and they have. It depends on, how much you're paying and everything, but they do cover a lot, and the ceiling is quite high on what they'll cover and what they'll give you towards payment. Another one is well, this one is in Thailand. It's AIA, and this one I'm sure you can get higher minimums or higher maximums rather, but they're decent coverage, but they're not the greatest. And I had them once. I paid the whole year and it was like 14,000 baht from it. Now we have Bupa, and I think my wife pays it every month. That's one of her things that she pays, and our coverage is 3,800 baht. It went down from 4,000 last month, covering me and my two children. And this is major medical only. However, they've started doing something where if you have a major issue and not being attended to by a physician will cause you to go into the hospital, they may allow you to have what's known as a day case, and they'll cover that. And was it Alex? Yeah, I think it was Alex. Alex was required to go into the hospital. Well, he went to the hospital, and they said, you can stay in the hospital or you don't have to stay in the hospital. And so the insurance didn't want to cover it at first. And then they said, then the hospital said, well, wait a minute, get him covered through the day case plan or whatever. I said, I didn't even know there was such a thing. So we called the insurance company. The insurance company said, yep, you know what? If you do it that way, he's covered. So he was covered. He had a little procedure done. And, this is something it would have cost us 15,000 baht, something like that. And I expected to pay a few thousand. But we didn't have to pay anything, nothing. So, I mean, Bupa is not the greatest. It depends. We have a plan that is affordable to us. I'm thinking about bumping our plan up to the next higher level. I don't even remember. I think we have the Emerald plan or something. They have all these different plans, but I definitely recommend getting insurance if you're going to live here. Yeah, I just think everybody should have insurance because one accident, one problem could wipe you out. And my hip is, let me put it to you this way, okay? I am of the opinion my health is not good, okay? Yeah, I could lose some weight, and I'm sure that I'll feel better the more weight I lose. I go up and down, I lose some weight, and I gain a little bit back, but I've lost a little bit, but not enough, okay? So that's one thing. Now, the other thing is I'm getting older, and I've got a lot of injuries. I've fractured my hand, my left hand, 5 times. I got my hip problem. I got a knee problem. I got aches and pains from the fall that I had. I got all kinds of things going on. And I'm of the opinion that my health is poor and I need it to be better. Now, one of the things I'm going to do is get a checkup in the near future. I'm going to get just a complete checkup. I usually do it every year or every 2 years. And I think it's been about 2.5 years now, so I need to get it done. I need to go in and get a checkup. And if you get a like a grip, it takes a half a day. I don't remember the. It's like the most expensive plan or the second most expensive checkup program that they have at Waitangi Hospital. It's about 14,000 baht, which is something like $460 or something like that. So that's something that we're going to do. Now, something else to consider if you're moving here is dental insurance. There is no dental insurance here, okay? The only dental insurance that covers you here is for something like you get all your teeth knocked out and you have to have your mouth worked on. That's like the only thing. There's no insurance that covers you for getting your teeth cleaned or whitened or getting a filling or a root canal or anything. There is none of that. So you're going to have to pay for that. Now, prices are reasonable, but they are rising. And I have noticed this. Now, Alex and Nicholas, I think Nicholas too, but Alex for sure, he needs to get braces. And we've been waiting on my wife to get a chunk of money from her last job. And then with that money and some other money that we have, we're going to get him his braces. It ain't cheap. Now, it's probably cheaper than in the United States or in Europe, But it still costs around $2,000, $2,500. And that includes him going in and having them tightened and cleaned and everything. So it's a pretty good deal. And considering that it's a something that can benefit him lifelong, we're not worried about the price, but I'm comparing the prices. And, you know, $2,000, $2,500 is still $2,500. It's not chump change, is my point. So, you know, that's the other thing. If you're going to come here, be prepared to pay for your own dental. I mean, you know, there's just no way around it. So, let's see, what else? I guess that's about it. I have an idea. That is about it. It is. That's all I got, really. But I got one more thing that I wanted to say, and I just was thinking about it. If anybody out there has questions that they would like answered by a Thai woman, please send those questions to me. Because I was thinking about it. My wife does not want to be in my videos, at least not at length. She doesn't want to be standing there in front of the camera and talking, and she just doesn't like to do that kind of stuff. She doesn't want to, so whatever. I don't push her. But I think that she will do podcast with me. And I've got to think of some. I just came up with the idea, when I woke up this morning. And yeah, I think that she could add something to the podcasts. But I need to have, I'd like to have a couple of ideas from the people who listen. Is there anybody listening? And I'm going to come up with some ideas. So between that, between both parties, myself and the listeners, hopefully we can come up with something good where she adds something to the podcast. Because you know what? I don't always like talking alone. I feel like I got to carry the bulk of the information, which I am. But I also have already spoke to my friend Scott, and he's agreed to do at least another podcast, maybe a couple. You know, that should liven things up a little bit. So because I'm looking for ways to liven up the podcast and to do different videos and get away from the whole girly thing with the Thai website with the, you know, an American in Bangkok. And it is going to change. But unbelievably, I got another message from Oz, the Australian, Israeli. I can't believe this guy. You know, this guy is, he is a lost cause. It's like, I wanted to fall in love with a girl, and of course, I found one. I found one through my phone, through the Scout application, and she's a lovely girl, and but my friends, she's 33, and ugh. So I'm gonna do that. That's one, that's another one I'll do on YouTube. I won't submit or subject the members to more of Oz the Israeli. Unbelievable, man. Some guys are just unbelievable. You know, I mean, they need the benefit of an older man drilling something into their head. And unfortunately, Oz's father has helped him, but it hasn't been able to get, it hasn't sunk in with him. So, you know, I don't know. That's what usually happens is, you know, a parent gives information and then the kid doesn't always want to listen, but then they hear the same thing from somebody else and then they'll listen. So, anyway, that's all I got. Until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok D, lat, jerk and mine.